I have someone on the line that can attest to what you're like to golf with. Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline is Darcy Tucker. Darcy, great to have you on this show. I know that you probably miss Brian Hayes, the usual host of the show, but can you confirm or deny, yes, I'm stealing that segment, Jeff O'Neill is tough to play golf with?
No.
No, I love playing with Jeffy. We get around in 2 hours and 22 minutes. We just block.
That's right. That's right. Just find your ball, hit it again.
But I bet you Tux, are you a good golfer, though?
Yeah, he is.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm above average. O usually digs in my pocket a little bit because he's all greasy. But for the most part, I'm not bad.
See, that's the thing. Like what Hayes is saying is O's a good golfer, and if you golf with good golfers, there's not a problem. But there's times where maybe he's chopping
Amy,
it up.
Amy, what we're talking about, if there's another person in the group that's hacking and whacking and slashing, sometimes the ball's just got to go in your pocket and say, you know what, take a 7 or an 8, and maybe that's enough.
Yeah, if you're in the bush whacking it around, pick it up and let's get on with the thing. I can't stand it either. Oh, I'm the same as you. I'm like, get your ball in your pocket. I played with a guy at the National that I took up there for years, and I told him, I said, your new nickname up here is Pocket because you need to be in it all day long.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of the National, and obviously O is a great golfer, so I don't mean to bring up, you know, a down moment in his golf career, but was there not an incident where you like five putted a green at the National with Darcy Tucker as your teammate?
One of my legendary moments with Tux. I had probably 9 feet for eagle and I made double bogey, and Tux was so mad at me.
I seen those were the two best shots. Driver, three wood butter cut to 6 feet, and then five jacked it on the green.
I don't. That rattled me for a long time. I was like, man, that's like. Okay, I was like, okay, you missed the eagle, now make birdie. But I started stick handling around that green, and it was ugly. And you were so mad at me walking off the green. We were in a tournament.
Yeah, it was the Ben Kern tournament, and you were so bad on that hole, I proceeded to hit it in the bush the next three holes myself because I was so pissed off.
Oh, man.
I love it. I love it.
Well, Darcy, if you're a hockey player right now, you're eagerly awaiting this playoff, whatever you want to kind of call it, to begin, and it's 6 to 8 weeks kind of at the earliest that you're playing or you're even practicing with your team. What's the bigger factor here going into the playoffs? Is it that you would be close to, if not 100% health-wise, or the fact that you're going to be playing really meaningful hockey and trying to get the rust off?
Well, if I'm a hockey player right now, everybody's in it. And that's the one thing that you go into this thing and nobody's like got the head start or nobody's going in hot. It's everybody kind of at the same pace. And I think it's going to make for some pretty interesting hockey, to tell you the truth. There's going to be a lot more mistakes made playoff time this year, and it's going to be interesting. There's going to be a lot more games that might end up 7-4 or 7-5 than there would be in the past.
Tux, you're a big family guy. Your kids and your wife are so important, your whole family for that matter. Like, how much would that discussion be had? I know your wife would probably say, like, are you guys going to be safe, or what's the concern here? There'd be a lot of discussion in the household, wouldn't there be if this was going on?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, obviously knowing where you're going and what place you're going to be in is a big sticking point right now. So obviously you're having those discussions with your family right now. But, you know, I would personally want my family there. If I'm going to go on a long playoff run, I'd want my family there and be a part of it. I think it's important. I think most guys would feel the same way, that, you know, they want their families around that if they are going to, you know, get the opportunity to hoist the Stanley Cup. So those might be sticking points as well for the players.
Tux, do you like the format? Like, I mean, we had Mark Giordano on in the 4 p.m. hour, and he laid out that there was, you know, some conversations being thrown out that, you know, maybe go with 16 teams after the 68 game to see where they are at. But it made more sense to have 24 teams and kind of have everyone involved. Were you fine with it when you started to see that the format was laid out and how it may look?
Yeah, well, I'm getting one of those projector screens put in my backyard because we're going to be watching hockey all day long, all summer. So it'll be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be interesting for the people that are able to watch it. You know, you get a lot more teams involved, and the opportunity to, you know, play in the playoffs is what you play most of the season for anyway. So to get that opportunity, I think you should have more of a plan like they're having. And I don't mind it at all. I think it's going to make it exciting for the fans, even if the fans can't be in the buildings, to watch it on TV and get that opportunity to, you know, have your fans involved from that aspect would be a lot of fun for everyone from a team perspective, for sure.
Darcy Tucker joining us on Overdrive. And if the Leafs are going to open things up in this kind of play-in round against the Columbus Blue Jackets, if this thing actually happens, Nick Foligno was on TSN last week, and he said one of the advantages that Columbus has is their coaching, and that John Tortorella is a veteran coach. Sheldon Keefe will be coaching in his first NHL playoff series. You know, I think of you playing on those Leaf teams with Pat Quinn. How much of an advantage is it to have a veteran coach in a playoff series?
Well, I think it's an advantage if you've played all year long and you're in the playoffs right away. This part of it's going to be really, really difficult to, figure out, you know, the better coach, because at the end of the day, everybody's kind of going through it at the same time. So, you know, playing for Pat was obviously a treat. You know, he was obviously the type of guy that let his players be the guys they wanted to be on the ice. So it was easy for someone like myself to get away with some of the stupidity that I wanted to come up with at playoff time. But I mean, you know, I don't think it's an advantage having a veteran coach in this sort of format. I don't. I think it's just going to be, you know, the team that's the hottest and stays the hottest through the whole playoffs that are going to be the most successful. I don't think it's going to come down to as much coaching as everybody thinks it will.
I was going to say, like, after a playoff series in the best league in the world, unless a guy completely butchers a scenario and gets a wrong matchup, the idea of being totally outcoached, I don't even know if it's possible.
Well, they're so prepared. Oh, you know, like, you know as well as I do, these guys are watching, like, they're so particular about getting back and getting into the swing of being a coach again. You know, when you talk to them, they're like, I'm ready. I've got all scenarios played out. I've been watching tape. I've been watching videos. They're so prepared now. It's not like back in the old day where you threw the cassette tape in the middle of the dress room and say, figure out your power play on your own. Everybody's so in tune with what they need to do from a video perspective. That
yeah, it's going to be about adjustments. These teams are going to have 6 weeks to prepare, and they're going to know each other's tendencies. They're going to know which way a guy turns, which way he passes the puck. It's whoever. It's all going to be about adjustments.
That's right. I fully agree with that. So I don't put a lot of perspective into how it's going to play out coaching wise.
You mean they're not going to get the first period highlights from the previous game like Ricky Lee used to lay out for you guys?
No, it was
power play tape in the back.
Give it to Thomas and figure it out.
Yeah. No, I agree. The only thing that I keep thinking about, and I don't know if you guys have had this in your career, Tux, you may not have because you had Hazer in Kamloops, didn't you, Donnie Hay?
Yep.
So, I mean, you've had veteran coaches and guys who, you know, were very confident. I know throughout my career there were times where I had once or twice, maybe not at the National Hockey League level, coaches that panicked behind the bench at critical times, and a team feeds off that. Now, I'm not suggesting Sheldon Keefe would ever do that. I'm just saying that, you know, it does sometimes help when you have a guy who's confident.
Well, the trust is gone if a guy panics. You're like, how can we trust this guy? He doesn't even know what he's doing.
Wow. Yeah. I don't find that to be the case anymore. Like, most coaches now, they're so calm back there. I wouldn't be. I'd be snapping. Yeah. But, I mean, that's my personality. Most of the coaches now are all, like, well prepared, and they're calm, and they feel comfortable in their scenarios and their setups. They know who's playing against who and what kind of matchup they want, and they stick to it. And if they have to adjust, they adjust, and they don't really get rattled behind the bench. Not many coaches anymore really get rattled.
You know, Darcy, I'm inclined to ask you what you think of the matchup between the Leafs and the Blue Jackets would be like, but maybe the more important question is, how big is it for the Maple Leafs not to face Boston in a playoff series and just to get something going in playoff-like hockey against a team that hasn't had their, you know, kind of had their way with the Maple Leafs over the last 8 or 9 years, whatever it's been now?
I think if I'm a player and I don't have to play the Bruins in the first round, I'm ecstatic, and that's not against anything. I don't want to play them in the first round. Sometimes it's a mental thing. Ottawa had a better team than us a couple of those times we beat them in the playoffs. We just had a mental, mindset over them that they couldn't get past. And that's sometimes it's hard to do, especially when you play against players that you've played against in the past, the Bergerons, the Marchands, the Charas. Like, those guys have that bit, a little bit of mental edge right now. And who's to say the Leafs wouldn't beat them? I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that it's a breath of fresh air to maybe play a different team and get a different matchup.
Tux, how are you going to handle this summer, buddy? Usually you go on a European vacation with 500 other people. What is the plan this summer if that can't happen?
Just call me Lefty. I'm going to be at Coppenwood, and you can find me up there, boys. I won't be traveling very far, just to the golf course and home.
Darcy, when you're playing and you're in the playoffs, and I bring this up only because we're talking about these hubs and the idea of the NHL kind of reserving a golf course for players. Like, when you were in the playoffs, did you ever play golf in between games?
Well, I don't know if we played in the playoffs. I'm trying to think. No, I don't remember. Half the time I couldn't walk, so I wasn't getting around the golf course anyway in the playoffs. I was so beat up. And, you know, at playoff time, you need your rest. So I don't really can't remember playing golf in the playoffs, but I remember playing every time we got an opportunity in the regular season to play golf, we were out in the golf course. But I don't know what the boys would do on off days if they're in a hub to get away from thinking about the game.
Well, if it's in Vegas, hopefully they've set up at the casino. You could go sit and have some cards and stuff like that. And if it's in Edmonton or one of these Canadian cities, Vancouver, it sounds like they are going to have a designated golf course or a designated, you know, situation where guys can go blow off some steam. I mean, if it's in Vancouver, I'd love for them to close off the Roxy. Go ahead.
Forget the golf courses. Reserve the Roxy.
Something tables at least reserved at the Rocks. That's beautiful.
Just to have some fun. I mean, you know what? It's going to be a battle. You know what it is. I mean, the guys are, they're talking, and even the players I've talked to right now, it's 2 weeks to 2 months of a commitment. And I think that's why the NHL is throwing around, potentially in those first couple rounds, the best of five instead of the best of seven, just to have this, like, all-in type of 2 months condensed. If you're going to be away from potentially your family and your friends and everyone involved in your life, you know, you want to make sure that the commitment is worth it for a guy who's going to go the whole stretch. And really, there's going to be players that get weeded out and teams that get weeded out. Like I say, eight teams are going to go home right away within the first 2 weeks. And if you could have a best of five in the first, you know, 8 to 10 days, then, you know, really that commitment for those teams is just about focused and what you're going to do to go at it. So you got to have some form of entertainment, some form of a way for guys to just kind of decompress in between these hard-fought games.
Yeah, I remember when I was really young, and it was the best of fives in the first round when I was a really young kid. And so it's kind of taking us, a few of us, back to our childhoods for sure to watch those first rounds to get her going. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm excited to watch hockey. I don't know about you guys, but I sure miss the game, and I miss it from a perspective of, you know, going down the rink. We're not going to get to have that opportunity, so the next best thing is to watch it on TV. And like I said, there's going to be games, what are going to be, 3-4 games a day, for crying out loud. You're going to get your fill of hockey for sure.
Well, Tux, always great having you on this show, and I'm kind of speaking on behalf of Brian Hayes, the usual host of this show, but I always love listening to you on the show.
He doesn't even like Hayes, so who cares?
that's why they brought me in today.
I can't wait till that pigeon tries to stick handle it around on the greens up there. I would literally pay money to walk around and watch that.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
We're hoping to get that televised at some point, or maybe you can be there in the gallery. We'll try to figure out something, but all the best to you and your family, Darcy, and great having you on the show.
Appreciate it, guys. Stay safe.
There's Darcy Tucker joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. The showroom's open. They're taking the necessary steps to provide a safe environment for every guest. Visit Maple Toyota next to Wonderland or buy online at MapleToyota.com.